And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this week. We'll pick up our study here in John chapter 14, verse number 22, where Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but the other Judas, he's a brother of one of the apostles there, and possibly even a brother of the Lord, half-brother of the Lord Jesus, but that's a subject for another time. He says, how are you going to manifest yourself unto us and not to the world? And so we've talked about that the last couple broadcasts. When Jesus is crucified and dies, he's buried by Joseph and Nicodemus, and then that the world thinks at that point, all the religious leadership, Pilate and his crowd, everybody there that watches the crucifixion, they think that Jesus is done. He is no more. He's dead. He's been buried. That's it. But Jesus, after 3 days in the grave, from Wednesday to Saturday evening, he raises from the dead. He shows himself to his church on Sunday, on the first day of the week. And they know that he is alive. They know. He's manifested to them in a great way. Over the next 40 days from his resurrection to Pentecost, as we mentioned many times, but we need to understand that. We need to understand what the Lord did. In many folks' mind, there was a time in my mind, there was just a gap there, okay? But the Lord Jesus met with his church. He instructed them. The scripture says he opened up the scriptures unto them, and it was a great blessing and a dealing out, a blessing to them of boldness because they knew their Lord was alive. And so that's how that happened. What's Jesus' answer here in verse 23? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. So once again, Jesus is going back to obedience, obeying of him. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Jesus once again says, obedience will equal fellowship with myself and my Father. Obedience. If a man love me, he will keep my words. Do you love the Lord? Have you been forgiven much by him? Have you repented of your sins and trusted in Jesus Christ, believed on him, believed on his name? You need Jesus. Repent, believe, and trust in him. Love him because he died for you, and know of a surety and believe that what he has done for you. He says, if a man love me and obeys me, keeps my words, there'll be fellowship between him and myself and the Father. We'll come and make our abode with him, living within, the Spirit of God within. Verse 24, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. You keep the sayings of the Lord? If you don't love him. Bottom line, if I don't keep the sayings of the Lord, I don't love him. Bottom line, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, verse 24, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. So understand this, that Jesus coming to this earth is the voice of God Almighty. Understand that. What Jesus said, he said because he received it from the Father. That's the word that he had, was the word that he had from the Father. And that's what he spoke. And so if a man denies Jesus, he denies God Almighty. He says, He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Don't obey the sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're found not obeying the word of God Almighty. Again, talk is cheap, but doing shows faith in the Lord. Verse number 25, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. He says, I'm telling you what's going to come to pass in the future. The Lord's going to say this even at other times. I'm telling you what's going to come to pass in the future, that you might have confidence in me, that you might believe me, that you might know that in me everything will be okay. It'll be just right. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you, because there's going to come a time that I'm not going to physically be with you. Listen to this, verse 26. But the Comforter, another mention here of the Comforter work of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So again, he says, I'm present with you now and I'm telling you these things in advance. But you know what? The Comforter, he's coming and he's going to do a few things. He's going to do three things. What's he going to do? He's going to teach you. Who was teaching him before? Well, Jesus was teaching him before. Who's teaching him after his resurrection? Well, Jesus does for a time, but then the Comforter will come and teach all things after the Lord ascends to the Father for a great period of time, even as it is now, some 2,000 years. And then what's he going to do? He's going to bring things to your remembrance. What a blessing. It's an indication that we do forget. I forget. And this old flesh and this old man, this old mind, especially as I get older, I forget. But praise God, the Spirit, the work of the Comforter in his church is going to remind us of things. Oh, may God help us that we avail ourselves to the work of the Spirit within us, that we desire the work of the Spirit within us. So he's going to teach, the Comforter is. He's going to remind. And then what's he going to remind? Whatsoever things I said unto you. It's all going to be based, not a work and a mission that the Comforter has, that's unto himself. Not a work that the Spirit of God has apart from the Father and the Son, but what he's going to speak about, what he's going to remind about, what he's going to teach about is going to all be about Jesus. All the things that Jesus has said. In John chapter 7, we saw about that fountain that will come from within us. That's what Jesus would do, is we'd have a fountain within us. Well, here it is. That fountain is that teaching and working of the Spirit within us, the Comforter in the church, and showing us, teaching us, reminding us what Jesus has said, and that would flow up a fountain from within. Verse 27, peace I leave with you. Oh, there's no greater peace than resting in Jesus. None at all. No greater peace than resting in the Lord Jesus Christ. My peace I give unto you. Oh, there's folks in the world that's grappling for peace. They're trying to just get peaceful, for things just to be okay. The day that we live in and just the turmoil at hand, so many things going on in our nation that is just a stirring of unrest. I wonder about our leadership, the leadership in our country, and if it is not just their goal just to stir unrest in our country, and in every front, in every facet, there's just unrest and unrest and unrest, a lack of peace. But Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That's how this chapter started, isn't it? In verse number 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Oh, there's peace with Jesus. Even though around us the world would be falling apart, oh, we can rest in the Lord Jesus, knowing that every whit of life, everything of life, everything of death, everything of eternity is all in His hands, and He does everything well, everything very, very well. Peace, 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 the peace of the Lord, not a promise of peace, not a false peace that's promised by the world. Because the world can never deliver. The way of man, the depravity and wickedness of man can never deliver on peace, can it? It never can. But Jesus, He gives peace. He gives comfort. He gives help. He indeed gives blessing for sure. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Jesus is going to die. Jesus is going to give His life on Calvary. And He says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Even though I die, even though I leave you for a time, don't be afraid. Wow. You know, I can tell my family that. I can tell my family to not be afraid at my death and at my passing. You know, but I don't have any power to do anything for them after I die. I can't assure them a help and peace from me after I die. Now, I can do some things, and even what I can do is very limited as a man. But there are some things that I can do. But once I die, there's nothing more that I can do for my family. But the Lord Jesus, our Lord Jesus, He can do things for us even after He is dead. And of course, He only died once, and He lives forevermore. And so Jesus has always been alive during my lifetime. But for these that are here at this time, He makes them a promise. He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. No matter what happens, I'm going to give you peace. Oh, I tell you, it's phenomenal what the power and the work of the Lord. Verse 28, you have heard now, I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Jesus, once again, he doesn't speak so much about Himself, but He defers to the Father. And He said, if you really understood, if you really loved me completely and truly and wholly, if you really were not hindered by the old flesh, you would be glad of what I'm saying. You would rejoice. Rejoice. I mean, rejoice is really talking about having some joy. It's talking about having jumping up and down type of joy. He says, I told you I'm going away. I told you I'm coming back. And if you loved me, you would rejoice about that, because I'm going to the Father. And see, this whole thing, the Lord has really blessed me in helping me to understand and see so much about what the meaning of the Lord Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand of the Father, what that means. See, Jesus being at the right hand of the Father shows that He has completed what He needed to do for His people's redemption and atonement, for the price for their sins being paid, for buying them back from the slave market of sin, from making the transaction complete to be able to wash their sins away, to wash His people white as snow with His blood. For Him to go to the Father is indeed a thing of rejoicing. And may we rejoice that Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father now. For my Father is greater than I. What the mission that the Father sent me to do is the mission that needs to be completed. It is the mission essential for you. I see that our time is long past for now. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.